Hi, friends. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
And this is another edition of Cannabis Corner. Today, we're in New Paltz. We have a great segment for you. And we're with Mike from Soft Power Sweets, Lagusta's Luscious Chocolates. We're in New Paltz. Beautiful setting, beautiful warehouse, lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar is exactly right. We've been making chocolate in New Paltz for almost 25 years. We just celebrated 15 years in our storefront for the non-cannabis store. And we've been super excited to be making cannabis in this beautiful facility since New York recreation cannabis was legalized.
Where do you get the cannabis that you use for the product?
So we are getting a lot of stuff from local farms. We started this process because our friends that we were sourcing our lavender and all the ingredients that we could get local stuff from started growing first hemp and then cannabis. We're like, hold on, we've got a company that has 250 different SKUs that are based off of coconut oil or cocoa butter, and those are both perfect carriers for cannabis. And so that transition over was easy.
So all the ingredients that you use in the candy is all natural?
Everything is natural. Everything is organic if we can find it, but it's definitely being verified throughout our entire supply chain to be as clean as you can possibly buy.
Do you think what you're doing is making waves in the whole industry?
I think it is actually making waves. I think that we've started really emphasizing that ethical production is important, and we've seen that other people in the industry have followed suit, and that's really one of our main goals. Because if we can have cannabis in New York be a completely ethically sourced, that's a huge win for the world.
Well, thanks for doing what you're doing. How long does it take someone to learn how to make the candy?
Some of our chocolatiers have been with us for 10, 15 years. We're starting up a new program in New Jersey right now, and we're planning on having a month in-house learning and then oversight continually. There's something that there's always stuff to learn.
Have you ever thought about teaching?
I think that teaching is something that might come down the road, but I've got a lot of learning to do myself.
Well, it's been, to have you as a leader in the market, especially for all the candies that you're doing, is amazing. I know that everybody locally enjoys what you're doing and all throughout the state. So it's amazing to see you on all the shelves everywhere we go.
It's amazing to be here and seeing that kind of growth and seeing the kind of influence that you can have it's been spectacular. Cannabis in New York is something that we can all be proud of.
What are some of your favorite products that you offer?
We do some really unique things. We're making little mini candy bars that are very unique to us. So they're filled with caramel. One is like a raspberry rainbow cookie that you'd get from an Italian bakery. We do a dulce de leche. I was actually able to send the dulce down to my house mother from where I studied in Argentina, and she gave it the sign off. So we got like the original stamp of approval for that. Those are great. But one thing that I really love that we're doing is we've got a line where we're using a live rosin and starting and really using cannabis like an ingredient. So we're starting with the flavor profile of unique single strain rosin and then searching for single origin cacao that has the same flavor profiles, because cacao can be very different depending on where it comes from and how it's roasted. And we found things where you can really celebrate the flavor of cannabis rather than trying to hide it.
Wow. And then you can add that with the profile of the chocolate from the region where it's from, and it makes something luscious.
Something even better than a sum of its parts.
Mike, what are you looking forward to in 2026? What's coming up?
Well, personally, for Soft Power Sweets, we're in the middle of ramping up to start our own extraction. And so we're going to be making our own rosins, our own BHO products, and being able to have more control and having access to be able to do the kind of flavor profiles that we want and be controlling of all of those inputs.
You think we can come and visit you when you start doing that?
I would love to have you here.
We can't wait, and it's amazing to see you grow and everything that you've got going on here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. This is an amazing space that you have. I have to say, too, it's too bad that you can't smell it. It smells like pie. I love the space and the smell and the candy being made. It's gorgeous.
One of my long-lasting jokes is that I used to think that my kids loved me, but then I realized that they only hugged me on days that we were making dulce de leche. It's kind of a joke, but it's also kind of true.
Mike, all the best.
Thank you very much.
This is Cannabis Corner, 98.1 KZE. Jeanette, thank you.
Hey, thank you guys so much.